The views expressed by guests on this podcast are the opinions of the speakers and not PCCA. This podcast is intended to be educational and informative. PCCA does not endorse or advocate any practice that is not consistent with federal and state laws or regulations. Check with your local board of pharmacy about any issues in your particular jurisdiction.
Welcome to The Mortar and Pestle, a PCCA podcast, where we discuss all things compounding and all things concerning pharmacy.
Hello, and welcome to Tech Talk, a Mortar and Pestle production. I'm your host, Erin Michael, and so excited to have you with us, especially on this episode, where we have the opportunity to be speaking with one of our industry partners. I have Zach Green, Associate Director of Professional Affairs at the Pharmacy Technician Certification Board. So used to saying PTCB, that's kind of a mouthful when you have to say the whole entire organization name. But welcome to Tech Talk Podcast, Zach.
Thank you very much. And yes, it is a mouthful for sure. I understand. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm really excited to bring you on. I think some of our listeners probably have heard some of our previous episodes. And a lot of what you guys and the organization is doing has gotten brought up regarding different certifications and different ways for technicians to kind of advance their career. So I'm really excited to have you on board today and for you to be able to share with us a little bit about some of those advanced certifications, just kind of who PTCB is and what technicians can do to really utilize some of the offerings to elevate themselves. So I'd love for you to start with just telling us a little bit about who is Zach and, you know, what is PTCB?
Sure, happy to. So I'm a certified pharmacy technician. I work with PTCB, as you mentioned, professional affairs. And I kind of found a career as a pharmacy technician, just like most of us have. You know, it was an accident. It was recommended that I apply for a job. I ended up liking pharmacy. So I started out in mail order pharmacy and then quickly realized that that wasn't the environment I wanted to be in. So I interviewed at a hospital and ended up loving it. So I used to work at a hospital in Columbus, Ohio while I was finishing school. And you know, when I was working as a pharmacy technician, and I think this is pretty common, is it's like our goal, like we use it as a stepping stone to the next part of our career. So I was going to school for public affairs and I really thought that I was going to get into some type of like local or state government or think tank work or something like that. I still had a really strong interest in public health and pharmacy, but I never imagined that there would be a job at PTCB that I could actually tie both things together perfectly. So once I completed school, I moved to Washington, D.C. and got the job at PTCB and have been there since like August of 2013. So going on 10 years.
Wow.
And prior to interviewing at PTCB, I really thought of PTCB as just this giant enigma that held my certification that I had to give money to every 2 years and, you know, skiver about to get my continuing education credits every 2 years and then make sure that I keep my certification so I could stay working as a pharmacy technician. But it really turns out to be a lot more than that. You know, PTCB is governed by all of the national pharmacy associations, and as well as two state pharmacy associations that actually started PTCB back in 1995. Michigan Pharmacy Association and the Illinois Council of Health System Pharmacists had this certification exam for pharmacy technicians that they decided to take national, and hence PTCB was born. That credential's been around. The CPHD credential has been around since 1995, which in the grand scheme of things for pharmacy isn't really that long.
Right, for sure.
Yeah. And so throughout PTCB's history, CPHT was really the main credential, still is the main credential. Right. But in 2017, we released our second certification, which is CSPT, Compounded Sterile Preparation Technician. And then we've tacked on 11 assessment-based certificates now that once you earn four of those or CSPT plus three of those assessment-based certificates, you can have an advanced certification, which is CPHT Advanced.
Interesting. Well, I want to dive definitely into some of those different certification programs. But I'd love to know, you know, in your role at PTCB, what is your just normal day-to-day look like?
Sure. Yeah, I have the pleasure of working primarily with educators of pharmacy technicians and employers of pharmacy technicians. Every once in a while, state associations and national associations and sometimes state boards of pharmacy as well. But basically all of PTCB's external stakeholders that are not individual certificates or certification holders or credential holders, that's really what professional affairs does. So if you think of any employer who advocates for or requires their technicians to be certified through PTCB, I work with them. Obviously not alone. I have a team, you know, we have a team of professional affairs folks made up of pharmacists and pharmacy technicians, which is rather unique in the credentialing space.
Right. That's awesome.
Yeah. And I should add too that when I say I primarily work with educators, PTCB has a new division that's PTECH. It's the Pharmacy Technician Educators Council. So I serve as the secretary of PTECH currently, and that is a membership association of pharmacy technician educators. So that has really been my focus in the past year and a half, I guess, working closely with educators. So I basically manage the education educator program at PTCB, but also PTECH from the membership perspective.
Yeah, I was hoping you were going to mention that because, you know, obviously I just learned about PTECH when we had our stakeholders meeting. You know, for our audience, I serve on the PTCB Stakeholders Advisory Council. And when we had our meeting last year, PTECH was brought up. And that was a new one for me that I had never heard of and something that I'm really excited about. And I know our listeners are probably saying, well, I'm not an educator. I'm not in academia. You know, that doesn't mean anything to me. And it's really all of us, if we speak at conferences or if we're in any kind of teaching capacity, this may be an organization that you might want to check out. And I know you have, I actually just received an email yesterday for upcoming conference that you guys are having in Charleston next year too. So I'm looking forward to that. I don't know if there's anything that you want to share about that conference as well.
Sure. Yeah. So actually I'm happy to share a little bit more about PTECH. PTECH has actually been around since before PTCB.
Wow.
So PTECH has been around since 1989, I believe. And it was the Pharmacy Technician Educators Conference, PTEC, PTECH, and then it morphed into a council. So, and they had a very popular annual meeting from throughout their history until 2019. So they haven't had an in-person conference since 2019. Of course, COVID hurt some things. And then of PTCB and PTECH have had a long-standing good relationship because PTECH supports the education of pharmacy technician and, you know, long advocating for a standardization of education for pharmacy technicians and PTCB being the credential holder. Obviously, those two organizations have gone hand in hand for a long time. So it made sense to have PTECH join on as a division of PTCB. And we're very excited to be bringing back the conference this coming summer in Charleston. So it'll be July 2024, the 11th through the 13th. And to your point of who an educator is or, you know, a trainer is, that was one of our main goals, was really to diversify the membership of PTECH. You know, oftentimes we'll talk to pharmacy technicians out on the road who are saying, I'm not an educator and I'm not a trainer. And just through conversing, they're like, oh, but I had to train this person on a new shift. And it just comes up like that.
Right.
And they're like, oh, wait, I'm actually responsible for precepting pharmacy technicians. And so I think that that's even a new avenue to look at educating and training pharmacy technicians, is identifying pharmacy technician preceptors and how are those people trained. And I think that's really exciting for PTECH.
Yeah, that's why I was so excited to hear about this conference. I know I was doing my 2024 calendar before we jumped on here, and it's on my calendar already. So it's going to be one of those conferences we're excited to be at. And definitely, you know, I'm looking forward to interacting with other people in our technician world. So new one to me and hopefully a new one to our listeners too. So check it out if you if you don't know anything about it, that's definitely one. But let's get back to PTCB. So, you know, you've been around for a while. I've been around for a while. I'd love to talk about, you know, just your vision and how you see kind of what technicians have evolved into today and some of the changes that in responsibilities that they've had since you first got into the industry to where we are today. And kind of where do you see the future of pharmacy techs?
Yeah, to my earlier point of a lot of us getting into the field of being a pharmacy technician as kind of a stepping stone into another area of pharmacy or a different career altogether, I think that's falling to the wayside. I'm really finding inspiration in pharmacy technicians who are working in the field today, being recognized as a valued member of the healthcare team, and people who are making being a pharmacy technician a career is much more common. They didn't not exist before, but I think it's much more common now where we're even seeing high school students who are saying, I'm excited about becoming a pharmacy technician. I think it's really important that the profession as a whole recognizes the talents of individuals who are more technical and geared towards becoming a pharmacy technician, because not everybody is cut out to become a pharmacist, right?
Right.
And there are lots of roles to be filled that are not pharmacist clinical roles for individuals on the healthcare team. And I think that's really exciting. I think a couple of other areas where pharmacy technicians have, where I've seen personal growth is obviously immunization administration. Yeah. I mean, COVID, unfortunately, changed everything in pharmacy faster than we could have ever imagined it, honestly. And then pharmacy technicians serving on boards of pharmacy. I use this in some of my presentations around the country. When I started at PTCB, there were 4 technicians serving on boards of pharmacy. One was definitely the president of their board of pharmacy during that time and served 2 terms in that role. But 4 in a nation that is as large as ours,
right,
and with so many pharmacy technicians, it's very exciting to see that there are, I think, 16 states now that have changed their regulations for pharmacy technicians sitting on their boards of pharmacy. And I think that's huge because obviously pharmacy technicians should have a voice, yep, in their practice in their states.
Yeah, I agree. I'm very active in California and working with our association there, and you know, attend a lot of board meetings and stuff. And that's my dream someday, that California will be one of those states. And maybe someday that'll be me. So who knows? But I couldn't agree more. Just where we've been able to come and having that. I mean, we're the ones that are doing the real life work, you know, so we should be there to be able to talk about how is this going to impact us putting this new law or regulation into place, and how can we make sure that we're continuing to give our patients the best care, you know, because we don't want to restrict patient access or hurt them in any way. So to have the people that are actually doing the work have a voice in that, that's absolutely amazing. Absolutely love it.
Yeah. And for a long time, it's been pharmacists making those decisions for pharmacy technicians,
right,
which has worked, you know, pretty well, yep, for how the profession has been. But I think pharmacists being responsible for so many other things, that allowing pharmacy technicians to really step up to the plate and do what they're trained to do, what they're certified and credentialed to do,
right,
and expanding on those talents, you know, it just makes sense to allow them to also have the voice in the practice of our profession as being technicians.
Yeah, I agree. Let the pharmacists be the clinicians and use their clinical expertise, and let technicians do what we're trained to do. I couldn't agree more. It's funny that you bring up high school students. My husband's actually a high school chemistry teacher, and he does a lot of AP classes and stuff. And so it's a lot of his students that are maybe going to be doctors or want to be pharmacists or get into some kind of science-based field. And I've spoken to his class multiple times about the opportunities for, you know, children or not children, but students to come out and learn how to be a pharmacy technician. And back when I had my store, he would actually bring kids into my compounding lab to be able to see that, you know, what they're doing in school is something that they can actually make a career out of as well. And so I used to love it when their eyes would just get so big and they'd get so excited that, you know, this is, I can actually do something with this class that I'm in. So I know my husband's a great advocate and has seen, you know, the different responsibilities and how I've evolved, and definitely, you know, always mentions it to his students too. So it's really cool to see, when they, like you said, when people are more intentional about, I want to be a pharmacy technician, and it's no longer just a stepping stone. It is a profession, and people are very intentional about getting into it. So pretty cool there. Let's talk about certification and, you know, PTCB. So if our listeners are, you know, a registered pharmacy technician within their state, maybe that's all their state requires, or, you know, I know we still have some states that don't even require registration. How would one even start the process of looking into getting certified?
That's a great question. And, you know, it's a question we receive rather frequently via many means, sometimes social media, but it's, you know, if I'm already working to what my state requires, why should I get certified, or why should I maintain my certification? And there are many reasons for that, but I'll touch on that in a second. But I will say, in order to get certified, all the information is available at ppcb.org. To get your CPHD credential, there are two pathways. The first pathway being completing a PTCB recognized education or training program, and the second pathway being 500 hours of work experience. So that first pathway is really for newer technicians who are entering the workforce or seeking out a new career. And those PTCB recognized and education and training programs consist of two-year associate's degrees that are accredited by ASHP, ACPE, or two-year associate's programs that are not accredited. Sometimes they're not even associate's degrees. Sometimes they are, you know, non-credit community college-based. Sometimes they're vocational programs. Sometimes they're even built into high schools in health sciences. So they vary. And sometimes they are, you know, even delivered completely online. And then to make it, I guess, even easier for the technician, is there are many employers who do have recognized training programs built into their onboarding, which is really cool, because you could start as a new hire, as a technician trainee or whatever, at a hospital or at your local pharmacy, community pharmacy, or a chain pharmacy even, and they can train you. You're going through the recognized training while you're gaining the real world experience, and then you're ready to sit for certification. So that's the first pathway of completing the education and training. The second pathway is 500 hours of work experience as a pharmacy technician. And this is really meant for those technicians who have been working for quite some time, maybe didn't have the opportunity to go through a formal training program, but have that real world experience of being a pharmacy technician. 500 hours really isn't that much.
Not, no.
And it really, the familiarity with being in the pharmacy day in and day out for that long, and even longer in some cases, you know, certainly will prepare a technician to sit for our certification exam.
So tell me, okay, I'm gonna date myself here, because I've been certified since 96. And I remember when it used to be, you had to go to a designated spot. You know, most of the time it was a university, it was a proctored exam. And so, they were only given certain times of year, all of that kind of stuff. How is the exam given now? Because I think it's a little bit easier than when I did it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know if the exam is easier, but maybe the process
is. Right, that's what I mean, the process,
for
the
sure.
process.
So yeah, all the PTCE pharmacy technician certification exam, they're all delivered at Pearson VUE professional testing centers. So probably almost 2,000 around the country. And we have a listing of where they are. There's a search online. You can just type in a zip code to see how close you are to one. And they're offered all pretty much 365 days a year, and then hours of day, depending on when that test center is open. And then what's great about the PTCE is now we have preparation tools. I took the exam in 2008, and you said 96.
Yes.
Yeah. So like, we had practice tests, but they were like made probably by pharmacists yeah. who were like, or other technicians who were like, I took the text last yeah, year. And right. these were questions that were like yeah. that. Well, now PTCD actually has two practice tools. One is a pre-PTCE that is made up of retired questions, and it is the same format. You don't have to go to a Pearson VUE professional testing center, but you can take it on your own computer and it's timed, and you know, you get the feel of and the look of the exam. And it's relatively affordable. It's only $29.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get a score report that kind of tells you, like, gauges your readiness for sitting for the PTCE. And then the second practice tool we have is the Practice Bank. And that's made up of over 300 retired test questions where you can kind of pick and choose your knowledge areas,
right.
and, like, maybe your weaknesses, you know, and build your own type of exam, or you can take all 300 of the questions right. if you're brave. But yeah, that, so, you know, you get the exposure to the way the PTCE is written. And it's that way, by the time you go to the test center, to your testing appointment, yeah. you're really prepared.
Yeah, I remember being with another fellow technician. We drove 6 hours. We left Friday after work and we took turns driving so we could test each other while we were driving. And I remember getting onto the freeway, because most of the drive we had to go like little roads, and then getting onto the major highway where we were probably about an hour and a half from the testing facility. And I looked down and I was driving 35 miles an hour because I was concentrating so hard on answering her question. And, you know, I mean, we're on a major highway that's like the speed limit was like 65 or 70. And I'm driving 35 because I'm concentrating on answering this question. So I don't recommend that. And I'm glad that it's a lot easier now. But that's when, I mean, the test was only given like 3 times a year or 4 times a year. And like I said, the closest place was 6 hours from us. So yeah. That was back in the day where we just wanted to challenge ourselves and take it just to take it. And that's what we did. You know, California yeah. didn't require it at that time, but we definitely saw the future and saw that if we wanted to elevate our career, you know, that we needed to be certified. So that's kind of why we did it. But I will never, we still laugh about that today. I'm still friends with that technician. She's moved on into a leadership role in hospital. And so, you know, definitely her career has evolved. My career has evolved, but we still laugh about that today. I don't know how we didn't get killed driving 35 miles an hour on the freeway. So
it's so funny.
Yeah, that's my story about it. But okay, so someone takes the test, they become a PTCB certified or a CPHT is our credential. What do we have to do to keep up our credential?
Then maintain a CPHT, a technician, or we are required to earn 20 hours of T, that's technician, T-specific, continuing education credits every 2 years. One of those hours has to be in patient safety, patient or medication safety, and the other has to be in pharmacy law.
Right.
So it's relatively easy. Over 2 years, that's not really that much.
So I'm going to ask you an off-script question here, and because patient safety is the one that I know me and all of my friends struggle to find. So any tips or tricks on a place to or data bank that always has good patient safety, CE?
Actually, yeah, I'm glad you asked this question. On Pharmacy Technician Day, which was just last month, yep. PTCB launched a new CE page. So we have a CE directory at ptcb.org. And it actually syncs to all the ACPE accredited continue education, and you can filter by free, how like the range of cost you'd like to purchase, and by topic. So like the designators, you know, how like 03 or right. 05, you know.
Awesome. Yeah. I'll share that with all my friends, because that's the one I know that we are always scrambling with at the end of the year or at the end of our 2 years, to say, where'd you get yours? And here, I got one. So we send it to each other all the time is when we try to find that patient safety one. I know California just implemented too, and this is not PTCB related, but the diversity new CE that we have to get in California. So that'll be interesting to start finding some of those designated CEs too.
Yeah.
So, okay. So now we know how to become a PTCB or a CPHT, I'm sorry, with just the regular PTCB test. But you guys offer, as you mentioned earlier, a lot of advanced certifications. And so I'd love to touch base on some of those, whether it's the most common one or if you want to share a little bit about all of them. But I know that there are different niches. Obviously, there's so many different types of pharmacy here. And so if people want to specialize or get some designation in some of these niches, what does PTCB have to offer?
Yeah, that's what's really exciting about the assessment-based certificate programs. So I will say that they are assessment-based certificates. They're not certifications. So they're not, you don't get like acronym after your name or anything like that whenever you complete them. So you complete a training program that is in that specific area, let's say technician product verification or non-sterile compounding or immunization administration. You complete a training and then you go to PTCD and you take the exam. So you earn that certificate. And then once you earn four of those, you get you can be CPHT advanced, which is great. It's not required that you become CPHT advanced, but what's really cool about having 11 of these assessment-based certificate programs is you can specialize in one area, or let's say you are working as a technician who only does medication therapy management and or medication history, or sometimes maybe you do both of those things. But if you, I'm using a hospital example just because that's what I'm familiar with, but you know, if you are doing medication history and then your health system hospital also has a community pharmacy arm and they're giving immunizations and they're asking for help from other technician staff, you can go get trained as an immunizer and then help out there. So really that expands what you're able to do. And, you know, it reinforces our work as pharmacy technicians on the healthcare team. And those are just really brief examples of how you can venture into other areas. But my favorite example to use for these assessment-based certificates is when these were first launched and first announced that PTCB was going to be in going down this path of developing a suite of assessment-based certificates that technicians can pick and choose from. The number one thing that we heard was, well, I don't do that. Or am I going to get paid more?
Right.
Or my state doesn't require us to do that. Or my state doesn't allow me to do that. So my favorite thing to mention here is you have to be your own champion sometimes. And being a pharmacy technician, I think that, you know, it's truer than ever. And there is one example, and this is only one example I know of one. I know of many more, but this is one I'll use, is a technician was really excited about the idea of technician product verification, or tech check tech, as it's, you know, more commonly known. It wasn't permitted in this state, but the technician went and purchased the training and found it very interesting and became, you know, had the TPV, the assessment-based certificate, and then went on to become CPHT advanced with that as her baseline, you know, in order to get the other credentials or ABCs. And fast forward, it was probably not even 2 years later, and that state said, oh, we're going to allow technician product verification to happen, but we're going to pilot it in the community setting. And we're bringing in all these health systems and, you know, like putting together a training module for it. Do you know who they went to?
Her.
They went to that technician because she had that assessment-based credential from PTCB plus the experience of being a CPHT. And that technician was implemented, like, you know, very instrumental in implementing technician product verification, which I think is hugely exciting. But it goes back to being your own champion, because when that technician started down this journey, that, it, you know, it wasn't even thought of in the state that they were going to allow technicians to do, you know, technician product verification or tech check tech.
Yeah, and I definitely, I love that story, and I couldn't agree more that sometimes we have to be our own advocate and make sure that we are, you know, bringing our best self every day and having that lifelong learner mindset. And I definitely see that, the Tech Check Tech program, the future of who we are going to be, you know, like I said earlier, allowing the pharmacists to be the clinicians and to do what they need to do and let us do all of that dispensing and taking care of, you know, behind the counter. That is such a great example and something for people to kind of embrace, you know, when they're thinking about what should I do and what does my future look like. So thank you for sharing that. Of these assessment-based certificates, roundabout cost associated and what do the assessments look like, number of questions, stuff like that.
Yeah, so they're $89 each. And if you'd like to find out more of, each of the, so this is just for the exam, I should say, the education component that goes along with some of them, it varies depending on the provider. So those can all be found at ptcb.org/credentials. And I will say that technician product verification is a unique exam in just in the nature of the task oriented to it. So, but we do have each of the knowledge outlines available at ptcb.org/credentials to find out, you know, exactly what's going to be on the exam. Not the exact questions, the exact, you know, the content makeup. Right.
Okay, awesome. And are those kind of like the PTCE where they're, you have to go to a specific place for them, or are those just done online?
Oh, that's actually a great question. We, they are offered at Pearson VUE Professional Testing Centers, but these are unique in that they are actually offered to be delivered online.
Okay.
So we call it like online live or remote proctoring, remote live proctoring. Right. So it's still proctored by a Pearson VUE professional, but you have to like prove that you're in a secure room, you know, with your camera, do like a 360 and do positive ID and things like that. But the assessment-based certificate exams are available to be delivered online.
That's awesome.
And in the test center. So whichever the test taker prefers, honestly, it's really a personal preference, I think.
Yeah, much more convenient for people to do as well. I know when I was just doing my master's, it was the same kind of thing where I had to take my camera, my webcam, and go around my office so they could see that my husband wasn't behind me and I didn't have any books on the ground or anything and I wasn't going to be cheating or so. Very interesting to have that proctored exam, you know, be brought right into your own home, but it is very convenient as well. So that's great to know. Let's talk about, I know we touched on, you know, CE and maintaining, our credential or our CPHT with our continuing education, but, I'd love to just talk about the importance of just ongoing education and training. You know, are there any best practices that you recommend to people when it comes to, just staying on top of things? I know, like I said, you've mentioned being your own champion and sometimes going out on a limb and, you know, getting all of those educational things. But I'd love to just kind of share with our listeners your viewpoint on how important it is to stay informed. And so any recommendations or places they can go to, you know, really stay educated?
For sure. I will admit first to that when I was a technician prior to working at PTCV, I was waiting until the
last
ninth
minute.
Hour to get all of my CEs. And looking back, hindsight's always 20/20, of course, but looking back, like that was the silliest thing to do because it turns out I actually enjoy the continuing education factor when I choose topics that are interesting to me.
Right, for sure.
And with as much CE as there is available out there for us, you really like it. It's, you could just go on and on. I often do more than is needed just by attending conferences, which I think is probably my favorite way to earn CE. And I would encourage the listeners who are technicians to get involved with your state pharmacy association, get involved with your national pharmacy associations. It's relatively affordable for us to join. And oftentimes they'll have like regional meetings for technicians, you know, specific topics. And it's always, it's a little overwhelming, but it is always fun to go to the national conferences and meet technicians from all over. Those are slightly more expensive, you know, so it's not always attainable and to get time away from work and to, you know, maybe travel across the country.
Right.
But if the opportunity presents itself, it's always exciting to do that. And then don't forget that your employer might have funds for you to use to go to these things for professional development and continuing education and things like that. So even though the price tag might be a little high, maybe your employer is willing to pitch in for a little bit of it. So those are, that would be my number one suggestion. But of course, online learning, if you go to ptcb.org and go to the CE page, the continuing education page, now it's plugged into everything with ACPE accredited CE. You can pick and choose from how it's delivered, out what the cost is, and some of them are subscription models that are relatively affordable. So that would be my second option for obtaining the continuing education credits. But I wouldn't wait till the last minute at all. I think it's, as you see something pop up that's interesting, enroll in it and you know, earn it as you go. It's much easier to recertify when you do it that way.
Yeah, I agree. And finding stuff that's relevant, you know, obviously one of my specialties is compounding. And so that's going to be my choice, you know, when I'm going to look for CE. If you give me something that's, you know, whatever, a different setting, it's that I'm not in every single day, obviously I'm not going to enjoy it as much. So I couldn't agree more is find something that's relevant to the practice that you're in or relevant to a practice that you aspire to be in. You know, maybe you're trying to learn about something like the example that you used earlier on where you want to take your career in the future. So you could be brushing up on some of those things too. So I'd love for you to share just, you know, I know we talked about the future and where we are today, or I'm sorry, the past and where we are today. I'd love to kind of look into the crystal ball and the future. Any thoughts or what's your vision? Where do you see pharmacy technicians and kind of our opportunities for our career path?
Yeah, I think right now is a very exciting time to be a pharmacy technician. The role of the pharmacist is changing. We know staffing has been an issue for some time from the pharmacist level, but also the pharmacy technician level. And I feel like those who are career minded, this is our time to really shine and show what we're worth as a member of the healthcare team. And I guess if I could look into the future, and this is far into the future and maybe slightly controversial, but maybe some type of mid-level practitioner, you know, how like there's MD, a PA or an ARNP, and then an RN. Like I would love to see a world where we explore and utilize the talents of technical folks like pharmacy technicians at the highest level possible. And maybe that looks like a dispensing technician, you know, and if that's under the supervision of one pharmacist and there are many, you know, technicians, I think that'd be great. I know, like I said, that's probably a little controversial right now, but I think that would be really interesting to see in order to kind of carve out what the profession may need.
I agree. I think that there are going to be different levels of technicians. You know, I think that there'll be an entry level that count, pour, lick, and stick or data entry or something like that. And then you're going to have more of your tech check tech programs. And then, I mean, I hate to say it, I could say, I know in some states they allow it already, whether it's, you know, authorizing refills and being able to take, you know, phone authorizations for refilled prescriptions and stuff like that. But I do see the responsibility growing for us. And that I do not think that a mid-level is way out there or way far away from us. You know, I think that it's something that we will see, especially in our career times. I think just the future is very bright for pharmacy technicians. So I always tell people, I have one friend right now that's been bugging me for probably about 6 months now. Like, should I do it? Should I do it? And I'm every single time I talk to him, I'm like, yes, like you should do it, you know? And so it's one of those things, healthcare is always going to be needed, you know? And during the pandemic, you already mentioned it earlier, we catapulted as far as our responsibilities and as far as where our profession went. So it's pretty exciting to see, where we've been, you know, where we are today. And I'm really excited for the future. So it's awesome. Really awesome.
Me too.
So a last thing that I always ask, my guests is if our listeners, you know, could glean one piece of advice for you, maybe they're on the fence, maybe they're, you know, they just listen in to the Mortar and Pestle. They're exploring the pharmacy profession. They're not a technician yet, or maybe they are a technician and they're thinking about getting certified. You know, what kind of words of advice would you offer some of our listeners that are thinking about taking the plunge?
I would say now is the time. Like I said before, it's such an exciting time to be a pharmacy technician. And the more you find where your talents are, you'll find a spot in pharmacy for them. It's almost guaranteed. I mean, you and I are both proof of that. And we've been technicians for a while. Yeah. So I think that anybody who's looking into the profession now should see that as, you know, hopeful for the future.
Yeah, I agree. Just do it. You know, you'll find a spot for sure. Well, this has been fabulous, Zach. I know I learned a lot about some of the you know, assessment-based certificates that are available. I need to look into a couple of those. I think I've done one or two, but I need to do a couple more of those. So I learned about the CE directory. So I just, there you go, lifelong learner. You're always learning something every single day. But if our listeners want to find out more or want to connect with you, how can they reach you?
Sure. So my email address is zgreen@ptcb.org. I am also on LinkedIn. I'm Zachary Green. I'm the only Zachary Green at PTCB. So you'll see me on there. If you have just general questions, contact@ptcb.org too. contact@ptcb.org is a really quick way to get a hold of anybody at PTCB too.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for everything that you do for pharmacy technicians. It's been great to have you on the podcast. Again, I know our listeners probably gleaned a ton of great information as I did as well. And tell all my friends at PTCB hello. And we will see you at PTEC. We will also see you at our next stakeholders meeting in Chicago. So enjoy the rest of your day. And again, thanks for spending time with us on the podcast.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And thanks so much to our listeners for joining us on Tech Talk, a Mortar and Pestle production. We will see you on our next episode and hope you have a great day. Thank you.